Welcome, everyone. You're tuning in to the Beyond the Pulse podcast, brought to you by the expert doctors at My Cardiologist, where we discuss a wide range of topics related to cardiovascular wellness and provide you with the knowledge, motivation, tips, and tools to help you make informed choices about your heart health. My Cardiologist is proud to be a leading provider of comprehensive cardiovascular care, serving the South Florida community for over 60 years. And we're thrilled to extend our care beyond the clinic through this podcast. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, I'm Abby Rosenbaum. I'm a cardiologist at My Cardiologist in South Miami. I have a particular interest in heart disease in women, and I'm here with Linda Perez, our lead medical assistant, to tell you a little bit about it.
Hello. Today we're here to discuss about women's heart health and the risk factors. Dr. Rosenbaum, can you please tell us why is heart disease so important in women?
It's a great question, Linda. Heart disease is the number one cause of death and illness in all women, regardless of race. More women die of heart disease than all cancers combined. And it's interesting, a lot of women know what the risk of breast cancer might be or the numbers, but most women don't realize that one out of every three women will die of cardiovascular disease. 90% of women have at least one risk factor for heart disease. Cardiovascular disease is the number one cause of all pregnancy-related deaths. And awareness of cardiovascular disease, although it's improved, still remains low, particularly among our Hispanic women.
Doctor, would you be able to tell us which age group should be more concerned, the younger generation or maybe the more advanced generation in heart disease?
Okay, so we can break that down a little bit. As I mentioned, heart disease is the most common complication of pregnancy. And so young women of reproductive age can be at risk. And then heart disease, the risk increases with time and age. Women usually catch up with men about 10 years after menopause in terms of the frequency of heart disease.
What about heart disease and race?
Heart disease doesn't distinguish. It's the number one cause, regardless of race.
And is there anybody that has more of an increase of heart disease?
So that's a really good question. So what we try to do is assess a person's risk. And so we look for certain factors that increase that risk. We have several groups of these so-called risk factors. We have the risk factors that apply to everyone. So smoking, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, inactivity, obesity, sleep apnea, stress. And then there are those factors that we don't have any control over, such as our family history or our age. And then there's a lot of new research that has brought to light new factors that are specific to women.
Which are the risk factors that are specific to women?
Okay. So women are... The risk factors that we've discussed apply to all women, but in addition to that, there are some that are related to our reproductive history. For example, if a woman has had early menopause, which is defined as earlier than the age of 45, if a woman has had complications of pregnancy, such as eclampsia, preeclampsia, pregnancy-induced hypertension, or gestational diabetes, the risk is greater. These women will develop cardiovascular disease on average 10 years earlier than everyone else. The use of hormones may affect your risk. The presence of polycystic ovary disease, and the use of oral contraceptives, particularly in smokers. Then, also specific to women, are those women that have been treated for breast cancer. So certain of the types of chemo that have been used for treatment increase the risk of cardiovascular disease later in life, and if you've had radiation to your left chest, you may be at greater risk of cardiovascular disease later. Granted, women that received radiation longer ago are greater risk than those that have been treated more recently. And then there are the women that have autoimmune illness. So men and women can both have autoimmune illness, but autoimmune illness is more common in women, particularly in young women. And women that have chronic autoimmune illness, such as rheumatoid arthritis or lupus or Sjögren's syndrome, have a greater risk of cardiovascular disease. Now, many of these women are not aware that they're at risk. And that's really why we're having this conversation today. We'd like to raise awareness. We'd like women who are at risk to discuss this with their doctors, or if they feel that there are greater cardiovascular risks, they come see us. We have a program here at My Cardiologist that is specific for women. It's called the HER program, Heart Education and Resilience. It's a program run by women, specifically for women, to make women comfortable to come in and be evaluated.
I think it's important that even if a woman doesn't feel anything, that they should get checked out at least once a year to make sure that everything is okay.
That's a really, really wonderful recommendation. an ounce of prevention is better than any cure. So many, a huge part of heart disease is preventable. And so yes, getting checked before you develop symptoms and develop problems is a much better tactic. So thanks for joining us today. We hope that the information that we provided is useful or helpful to you. If you have any questions, feel free to contact us at the HER program at My Cardiologist. And we're here, we're waiting for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Doctor, for your time today.
Thanks, Linda.
Thank you.
We're here to help. We look forward to seeing you.